Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth
drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word. And as always, I'm joined by my fabulous sunset provoking co-host, Miss Brown Sugar.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And if you want to holler at us, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Now, you don't want to call, you want to jump in the chat room, go to smoothdrama.com, jump in that chat room, be anybody you want to be, how you want to be, where you want to be, when you want to be. The time is now. You can be that person, whatever that person means to you. And if you also want to keep up with us during the times when we're not on the air, if you're on Facebook, you can ask to get into the Smooth Drama group, myself or Mr. J, a.k.a. I'm not a backpacker, a.k.a. sometimes I don't wear tennis shoes, Mr. J. Yeah, I said it. I don't kid, Mr. J. I'm always talking about it. Because every now and again, he'll listen and he'll say something. And I just ignore anything he says. So if you want to holler at us, jump into the Smooth Drama group on Facebook. Or pretty much anywhere you find Smooth Drama, add us, follow us. And we'll follow you back, and we can talk a little bit. Now, as always, it's the apocalypse and Brown Sugar. Your boy, the governor, was talking about we're going into the endemic part, where on February 28th, you know what's going to happen?
Are we going to take our mask off and kiss each other in the mouth?
Yeah, that's probably not a good idea. But it's going to be, it's going to make that announcement, right? It's going to make that announcement. On February 28th, we're going to have a hard date, not a soft date. Because most people don't like soft dates. They like hard dates. Whether you're eating them. Well, I'm guessing if you're eating them, you probably want them to be soft. But hard dates. We're going to have a hard date on when we're going to go back to looking at people and thinking about kissing them in the mouth, but thinking I'm probably going to get punched in the mouth if I do it.
Okay.
The whole thing.
We'll see.
So, we're gonna talk about contradictions tonight. I'm feeling like we should talk about contradictions. You know, part two. Nicholas Cruz, the Stoneman Douglas High shooter. He, Brown Sugar, he contends that he has multiple personalities, and that it was the one known as Hatred that murdered 17 people. Mm. Hatred. It wasn't me. Mm. It was hatred inside me that murdered those people.
I mean, he's not wrong, though.
No.
He's not wrong.
Just saying, yeah. I'm just saying, well, I mean, hatred is inside your body, right? I'm like, what is the argument?
Your body, your mind, your soul, your spirit. I mean, I don't know. I mean, that sounds like a confession to me.
It's not a separate body. We're talking about it's the same body. No. So I'm like, yeah, we just gonna lock up all your personalities. They all just need to go to jail. It's like it might be 9 others in there. Like, hey, we ain't do nothing. But hey, y'all inside the same body. All y'all gotta go to jail.
You have to suffer. All y'all have to suffer for one man's or one, I don't know, what is that, a spirit or, I don't know, personality. One man's personality, I guess.
Right,
I guess you have multiple.
I'm tired of hearing these stupid arguments. These stupid arguments. Oh, well, it's a different personality. Okay. Still in the same house, in the same body. I'm like, your physical body has to go to jail. We can't take, right? It's not like you can take that piece of his brain out and lock that up. But no, they're going to take all of you. Every inch of you has to go. That'll be it. I don't see the problem.
I would agree. He must be trying to say an insanity plea and then have to go to a mental hospital.
Not yet. Okay. Yeah, but we know they let people out the mental hospital all the time. I'm like, unless he's going to go to that mental hospital where they have the shittiest guards who beat up on you, pee on you, and all that other stuff, that's where he needs. It's like, if we're going to put him in a mental hospital, we got to pick the one that is rated the worst mental hospital to go to, where nothing good ever happens. I mean, that seems fair. That seems fair. Hatred should get some of that back. Should actually get to taste some hatred. So it'd be hate on hate. Only you're in a straitjacket.
I'm not even
drugged up, because you know sometimes what they need is sober reality, right? So you know, you get homie, he's in a straight jacket, you know, I'd be like cold and cool, like, you know what, we gonna hot box you. You just, everybody farts in your face. I mean, it's just,
that is disgusting.
I'm just saying. He got patient.
Oh, my gosh.
Right. It's just like, hey, how you feeling? Oh, man, my stomach. Just go in there and hit homie. It should be every day. If you got gas, you go see him fart in his face. Pop. All right, then. You just stay there long enough for it to hit, and then just walk out, like. That's what they kind of deserve, that kind of treatment, where it's just like, you know, he's complaining, they fart in my face all the time. It's outlandish punishment. Just saying.
I would agree. It is outlandish.
So,
you know, I don't know if that's deserved or not.
It's deserved. So, because I'm talking about things that annoy me, that contradictory to common sense. So there's a guy in Kanahari, New York, a place that probably not on a lot of people's tourism spots. Anyway, this guy, it's a little village. He's got a pig farm or whatever, and he's calling his pig Ellie his emotional support.
Okay.
So you know people are talking about the emotional support animals that they have, and I feel some kind of way because now. You're in the mall, they got emotional support animals. And I'm like, you're not Are you feeling that bad brown sugar if you go into the mall? Are you?
You know, I don't know. I just feel like if I needed something for emotional support, I probably wouldn't be in a mall.
Yeah. But
or
that's
I guess maybe they're saying that because I have this pet or this emotional support, I can go to the mall. I don't know. I just feel like if I needed that, though, I don't think I'd be in the mall.
Right. But I'm saying that's what I'm talking about. Because when we start talking about emotional support, I'm in a grocery store and I see an animal. I honestly see red. I'm pissed. I'm like, look, ain't no threat in the grocery store. I don't know if I can get through my shopping if I don't have Cougar with me. I don't know. We get into, and I'm not even going to blame it on the apocalypse. Even though I know the apocalypse has a huge, you know, sway in the foolishness that we see. But still, how are we emotional support animals? So emotional support means that you're fragile around people, but you can go to these places, you can travel, you bring your German Shepherd and have it in the aisle with you. Everybody's inconvenienced because you can't fly without your German Shepherd. He's your good boy. I for those people, you know, I like using the strong words. I really do hate those emotional support people. Stay home with your dog. Just walk your pet. If you want to have a pet pig, walk your pig. Just don't be in the stores with them. We don't need that. I'm sorry.
A lot of it is for attention, which is weird to me because when you bring animals into an environment that don't normally have animals for emotional support, that brings attention to you, which to me I would think would trigger anxiety.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm no
but
doctor,
that,
though, so.
Yeah, that, you don't need to be one for it to make sense. And so, speaking of not making sense, we can't go this segment without our dumbass of the week. All right, this one's for you, Brown Sugar. Florida man who allegedly offered vape pens to young girls in exchange for smelling their feet is in police custody. Brandon White was arrested in Pinellas County, Florida on multiple counts of lewd and lascivious acts with minors under the age of 16. He offered them vape devices in exchange for sex as well as foot sniffs.
What?
Yeah, I said it. I'll give you this vape if I can smell your feet. Yeah.
You know, I'm not one to knock anybody's fetish because, you know.
Yeah. Fetish is a fetish.
But I just think, I don't know. Just smelling people's body parts is just weird to me. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when you got to ask, because I'm going to guess, Just an educated guess, he might have tried that with older women and like, dude, get the fuck out of here. What are you talking about?
Do you think younger women are letting him smell their feet now?
Yeah, he got minors. Under 16.
I mean,
for a vape,
sure
you can smell my feet. It's, you know, for young people, it might not sound as dumb. As it does
for another
20-some-year-old, they're like, what?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Are you serious?
If I'm getting something in return, Yeah, if I'm getting something in return, then yeah.
Yeah, they're getting the vape. Yeah. And we talk about youngsters who can't afford to buy it. It's like, Brandon got them vapes. Yeah, but he gonna smell your feet. Girl, it ain't that bad. You just put your feet in his face and then you get a vape. Right? He just want to sniff it. It just sounds stupid. It sounds stupid. You really stupid. Yeah. So I guess that he,
to say the least.
Yeah, he got sexual acts also. So for the vape.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I mean.
I don't know.
21st century. Remember the song with what people do for money?
Yeah, I just love that song.
Yeah. We're going for the bait now. We're going for the bait.
You know, I guess for me, I just never had a vice that I would like pimp myself out for.
I'll suck your thumb. Can I smell your feet?
No.
It's just like, so that's, you know, yo, I smell your feet. Let me. Okay. This is just a stupid comment.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to move on and say, we're going to go on break. Here's a Snoop Dogg. Pimp your enthusiasm.
Another episode of A Doggy Dog Tale. You know me well. You know I'm coming by the smell. I'm here when you see the weed smoke in the air. Party people wave your heads like you just don't care. Pimp your enthusiasm. Pen and paper, money maker, let the beat drop. Let me put you up on this nigga from the east side. This nigga born ready, serving nigga ether with the dinner off the head. This nigga flow is dead. Where he at? Right here, Snoop Dogg with the G-Jack. Play something, let me fuck you up just with this freestyle. No, for sure, but let's make a real record with real effort. Cause my pain game is lethal cyanide mixed with ether. Spit nothing but them hits out. The chronic put the water up on this shit. You can vent about it. I wrote it down, need a backup. Called the hell on worldwide. You know the voice, you know the sound. Painted like Picasso, my spot on top of the charts. You ain't fucking with the dome. I do this shit any day. I don't play with this game. Just look at my resume. I'm probably dead for the game. That's what all the players say. My smooth tone, repping for the blue tone. Crip shit, the niggas they get they groove on. I tell my street like glory in the east side story. I got that Hall of Fame in game. Nigga ain't shit changed. Still leave you niggas bad, sound like they rain. Ever since I started, I've been all about big things. Grip it, curve it, flip it, and serve it. I'm at your service, so don't get nervous.
These are words coming from the dog, and everything I do is with you. I've been right along, trying to get my party on, call my nigga.
Lottie-dottie, Snoopy's in the party, smoking a yes sir, the best bird is good for everybody, get the players in the house, if you see them on the line, put them in that Bentley, put my nigga Leon Black with me, that's Bentley, two layers of Mac and all you bitches, like two
flights,
bitch who cares, we came to make the party crack, no games, I'm in the party scratch, Snoop Dogg is black, now where the party at? Pop that champagne bottle, we going up full throttle. Don't matter wherever Snoopy go, these hoes gon' follow. Glasses up, we toastin', backwards I'm smoking. VIP, I'm posted, eeny, meeny, miny. You know where to find me, with a cute face, bitch, big ass, and waist tiny. I got them lined up like tic-tac-toe, with three in a row. An exotic bitch, just Snow Bunny and me and your hoe. We all up in the club, living our best life. Black gave a nigga thumb, flicking like that's right. Hit the dance floor with some friends. They was close friends. Back that ass up, she said, grab my hand. Now play it through what players do. You know the dog, no sugar coating up, fake the truth. I make the moves, grip it, curve it, flip it and serve it. I'm at your service, now don't get nervous.
Another episode of A Doggy Dog Tale. You know me well. You know I'm coming by the smell. I'm here when you see the weed smoke in the air. All these people wave your heads like you just don't care. Grip your enthusiasm.
with your enthusiasm. Okay. Say what? Say what? Grip your enthusiasm. Like this? Yeah. Grip your enthusiasm.
Together you've got a smooth drummer, smooth drummer.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was Snoop Dogg, Crip Your Enthusiasm. Our call-in number is 347-826-7435. 347-826-7435.
All right. So, you know, I was talking about the emotional support animals because, you know, that BS then came to Cali.
You might have an animal?
Yeah. So, they spotted a boa constrictor in a park in Oakland. It was found in Bow Park. So, and speculation that, you know, it was a pet that somebody just got rid of. See, because what happens with these emotional support pets, like they get really, really big, and then you got to get rid of them so you can drop them off in the park.
Yeah, my emotional pet jaguar, huh?
Right, exactly. It's cute as a baby. And then somewhere in there, it weighed 180 pounds after 2 months.
Right?
You're like, oh, yeah, it almost choked out Jack-Jack. We got to get rid of it. Yeah. So, yeah. They say, hey, it's not venomous. It's not a threat to the public. Nah, it's just something that chokes things out so it can eat.
Eat. That's not exactly.
Not
wow, it's Snow Park, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Chabot Park. So, yeah. That's how they doing it. I'm saying, don't bring that Florida mentality to California. Keep your
not the Bay Area.
Yeah.
Please.
Keep your anacondas in your house. Let them choke you out.
Mm-hmm.
So, not the rest. So, yeah. You know, I'm not going to get ethnic, but I'm going to say y'all better stop it. Stop it.
Yeah, please do.
Speaking of stopping it, have you seen your boy Kanye?
I try not to.
Oh,
I really do. I try to avoid anything that has to do with him at all costs.
Kanye is next level with the weirdos. So he's got a documentary out, right?
Mm-hmm.
And folks talk, oh, the Kanye documentary and his hunger and how he was and man, and gives.
Yeah, people are raving over it.
Right. But I'm like, yeah, this is what I'm talking about. This is why I don't fool with him, because he knows better. He come from nothing. He knows the racial injustices and all this other stuff. And now, I mean, if you can't see, I mean, the dude, you know, you broke up. And I get it. You mad, you little tender, you broke up. But he's dating somebody else.
Exactly. So that's what I'm like, is he though? Does he really want his family back?
Well, it's not only about the want the family back, but, you know, aside from the creepy, I'm going to buy the house across the street from you, aside from, hey, y'all get at Skeet, you know, Pete Davidson, you know, having folks you know, want to attack dude who, I mean, already, he's given up half his soul anyway because he's with Kim Kardashian. So that's punishment right there.
The joke is on him.
Right. You know, I'm just,
although, if you know, if you follow or pay attention to Pete Davidson, I'm sure this is probably no big deal.
Yeah.
He's probably soulless anyway. Before he even met her, he probably had no soul. So.
Yeah, that dude is hilarious. That dude is hilarious. Yeah, he's
he might be the only one to withstand any of the Kardashian nonsense, you know.
He might be immune to that. For him, it's just I'm hitting the Kardashians. You see him talking, right? I'm hitting the Kardashians.
Yeah.
It's all uphill from here.
I mean, exactly.
Silly, right? But still,
I'm
like the Kanye part. I'm like, folks. And I guess this is the whole when people put the hero worship on, and it's like your role model, your hero, when they turn horrible, and you still rocking with, you looking, just, I mean, begging for something, and he ain't giving it to you. You're looking at him 20 years ago. Yeah, documentary is 20-some years ago.
Right.
That ain't him now.
Well, people just need to, you know, sometimes people change and you have to bury, you have to RIP their old existence and the image of them that you had. You just have to let it die. They're no longer that person and they're not coming back.
Right. Yeah, he's not that guy. That guy is gone. That guy died a long time ago. And he's so egomaniac that he ain't got nobody around him that can tell him, hey, man, stop that shit. He need to stop that shit person in his life. Few of them people.
Mm-hmm.
Because what he's doing is way past violating. I mean, he way past violating. I mean, the buying the house across the street, like, I'm his friend. I'm like, man, what you doing? Ain't that serious. And then all the public threats, these ain't even, he's not even allowing, and I mean, it's bad when Kim Kardashian is like, can we have private conversation? Right? It's bad when Kim Kardashian is like, why can't we have private conversation? Kim Kardashian is the, hey, we need to handle this internally, chick.
Mm-hmm.
That's how far Kanye done took it.
Yeah.
He next level with the, I don't care if I'm going to damage my kids, because they got to look at this stuff.
But, you know, I feel bad because they're humans, but I don't feel bad because they knew who they were when they met. It wasn't like they were these people that nobody knew or they didn't know who each other were, and then all of a sudden this happened. I mean, they were who they were from the very beginning. There was no, dang, you changed. You know what I mean? It was just, dang, I didn't know it was going to be this bad, or I thought I could have tolerated this nonsense. But, yeah. So I don't feel bad for them, not really.
Well, no, it's not about feeling bad. I'm talking about the fact that people still hold this dude in high regard. That's the problem. And it leads to it's a bigger problem, right? Because we're talking about folks and their hero, the hero worship. Because remember when R. Kelly was peeing in little girls' faces? But he make hit records. Y'all tripping. When it was right there. It was right there the whole time. Anybody who is peeing in little girls' faces on video. I don't listen to him. I didn't delete the songs, threw away the CD, all that. I'm just saying, because there's an energy to that that I can't, I don't want to taste it. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's sick. Even though you make great music, it just can you rock with it? And so we just go, it was just like the Bill Cosby stuff. Yeah, but see, they getting on Bill Cosby, they ain't get on nobody else. It's like, well, hey, yeah, we know it's going to be unfair, but he kind of raped multiple people. Lots of multiple people. And his only argument is, hey, I raped them, but these other bitches is lying. I mean, that's his argument. That's what he's saying. And it's like, so
but you know,
reality.
It is, yeah. It is a hard pill, and I hate to sound like, no pun intended, but it is a hard pill to swallow with Bill Cosby for me. It really is. I mean, I'm watching his documentary or the Kumar Bell documentary about him, and it's just really hard for me to, I don't know. I mean, most women disagree with my stance on rape anyway. So I have that issue, like why women wait so long. But then I just feel like, you know, he did so much for black people that even though he was doing this wrong thing, just imagine had he not did the right stuff. You know what I mean? For a lot of us.
I see, and that's, you know, so there's people's public lives and then there's the private lives. And so
exactly.
we start talking about how we, and for me, it's like, hey, if you did it and you get caught up in it, you just got to deal with it. And we just got to stop giving these folks these super passes for being super toxic and a negative role model to pretty much everybody that idolizes these folks. Because there are folks who idolize them, and they see that behavior, and it's like, he did it, I can do it too.
Yeah, or you're just let down, and now your viewpoint is horrible for people in general. And I agree. I mean, I think first we need to stop idolizing celebrities in the first place, because they're no different than a doctor or a lawyer or a teacher. Their profession is entertainment. So they're doing their job. I mean, for us to always assume that they should be these upstanding people is ridiculous. But, I mean, yeah, I'm still struggling with the Bill Cosby thing, though.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's no struggle. Because I said we start talking about Kanye West. We start talking about all these people who, and we say, hey, we talk about black community and the negatives, right? The negatives. Because I remember my homie was talking about, yeah, but Wu-Tang is for the children, old dirty bastard. And I'm like, but yeah, let me start. You can't let your kids. Your kid can't listen to ODB.
No.
Not if you want them to be sane. It's like, that's right, ho. You've been shitted on. That's not the verse. That's not the verse for who came for the children. But, you know, we all have a, hey, we like these cats. They got that energy. But is that energy necessarily good for us?
More than likely it is not. And I think, you know, people who are able to understand that it is just entertainment, that, you know, after you, because sometimes, you know, I can say, because, you know, I didn't used to believe that. And then I thought about, you know, like after listening to some Tupac songs, how hyped I was. You know, and I was like, ooh, you know, if this happened, I'd be ready for this. And if this happened, I'd be ready for that. And then, you know, you kind of have to bring yourself back down. So I feel like, you know, if, as long as you understand, like, that is for entertainment purposes. That's not my life. It's not real life for me. And, you know, then it's cool. But, you know, some people do get wrapped up in it.
Yeah. I mean, that's what we say when we look at how people love certain people because of a negative persona. I mean, we know Pac was positive and negative. He was probably in the comic books, he's the anti-monitor and the monitor. There's two of him, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was that Dear Mama, the son of a Black Panther on the run, and then there's Hit 'Em Up.
Yeah.
I mean,
but the thing about that is we all have those, we're multifaceted. We're just not one. We're just not flat people. We're three-dimensional, 4D some people. So, I mean, I think, you know, you have to kind of understand all the aspects of a person, if you're dealing with them, you know, or just, you know, if they have situations. I think it would really be nice if somebody would ever talk to Bill Cosby, which probably would never happen, and ask him why he did that. Like, what was it, because of the Hollywood lifestyle? Was it, did he feel entitled to these women? Did he feel like, you know, because the majority of them were white women? Did he feel like that he was, you know, it was payback to white people and the white man? And, you know, I would like to know where he's coming from when that, you know, with that train of thought, that process.
So do you think he would be honest, though?
I don't know. I mean,
and would it matter?
You know me, I have trust issues anyway. I think most people lie. You know, and they lie about crazy stuff.
I mean,
that, you know, but so I can't say that he would lie or not lie.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I think,
right. But see, you're asking him to tell that truth to an international audience.
I'm not saying he has to go on TV. You know, he can do an interview and it's published. He can, you know, and I'm sure there'll be a lot of half-truths in there. You know, it's just a matter of figuring out, like, what, you know, he might say a paragraph of words and half of it is true and half of it isn't. You just have to figure out what is and what isn't.
Can I give the explanation? Because he wanted to.
I agree. I think generally people do what they want to do, but I also feel like what is the driving force in them wanting to do it? I would love to be rich, but I'm not going to rob a bank. You know what I mean?
So, even though
I want something, doesn't mean I'm going to do something negative to get it.
Yeah, but see, to him, maybe it's not negative. And once again,
he did something negative, though. If he wanted sex, he did something negative to get sex.
Yeah, well, we've all speculated on it. It's like, a lot of that stuff, I think it just started off with just folks being comatose. They just get high. Because a lot of people, when they party, they get high. And, you know, there's multiple stories of people who wake up. Damn, I had these dicks in my mouth. I wasn't expecting that. And so, you know, I mean, people got high. You know, I mean, you start thinking it's not that far-fetched. You're at the party, you're getting high, you're not going home. Hey, we partying, and then you just wake up and it's like you're leaking. It's not a scenario that is all that uncommon. I mean, because I'm sure it happened last weekend, and I'm going to guess it's going to happen this weekend. It
might be happening right now.
Right. It's something that always happens, right? Thursday happy hour. Somebody is in the middle of the process of I'm going to be leaking, and I don't know what happened. So, yeah, that's something that it's a common thing. And so for them and how it happened, because they get together and party all the time, it's like if you bought that life and you get caught up in it, it happens. And so I think he got caught up in it. And it was something that naturally happened, and then he liked that it naturally happened, so he made it happen unnaturally.
Well, no, I think a lot of, for him, it wasn't a party, though. It wasn't a party scene. It was him inviting women to his
party.
Office that really wasn't necessarily an office. Yeah, well, there was no party. It was just him and a woman. So sometimes he would say, let's meet for coffee because I want to discuss your career. Or, yeah, I'm throwing a dinner party, but there would not be any dinner there or any party there.
Yeah,
so he
right.
Had,
so,
you know.
He's Bill Cosby. And so it comes off a certain way. It comes off because people are looking at, is Bill Cosby from The Cosby Show? And Fat Albert and the Cosby Kids, it comes off that dude, but it's still, see, it's where you suspend your belief. But, I mean, any bachelor worth their salt, you know, you invite a woman over to the house. I mean, a woman goes to the bachelor's house. Even if the bachelor is not a bachelor, you go to a married man's trailer, office, whatnot, and it's you and him. If you see it's you and him, you know, for the most part, he's trying to put dick in your mouth. It's just, it's not being crude, but it's a natural occurring scene. Right. Now, whether
and it
or not
is, and I think
it.
when you're a young woman, though, depending on your age, I think it's talked about now, but I will say for me, that was not talked about. Like going, like they would say, don't go to a man's house or, you know what I mean, but they would never say, like, the possibilities of what happened or what the man is, what his expectations are. You know what I'm saying? They made it seem like he's not going to be able to control himself. He's going to be this raging, crazed sex maniac. And then when you see he's mannerable and he's mild, then you're like, oh, it's not like they said it was. Or like I imagine it in my head by conversation. So you think you're safe until you're not. Because people weren't talking about the mild guy, the guy who's even. You know what I mean? And, you know, he'll coerce you to get what he wants. And then the next thing you know, you got a dick in your mouth, but that's not what you wanted. And you didn't because you didn't know how.
Yeah. So, but see, that's part of that argument, because you didn't know how and you just like, but for the most part, we know better. I mean,
we know better now.
I think so. As a young person, I not experienced. You still, if someone invites you over, I get invited over to whoever's trailer. You got a clue that it's not platonic talk unless you've talked about business, because business is conducted in public. In private things happen. I just think that sometimes we can pretend like we don't know, but we kind of do. We just suspend our belief in reality.
Well, we're just hoping. We're hoping. It's always a hope that this is not what I have, like I might have in my gut that's going to happen, because I could be overreacting. And if you trust that person, if that person, you know, you've had experiences with them before, or even if like a celebrity, like, you know, him, like Mr. Cosby, you just assume that, you know, Fat Albert ain't going to bother me.
Right. Right. But see, there's a time to suspend your belief, and then there's a time not to. And we'll talk about this when we come back from the break. This is Mount Westmore. Big subwoofer.
Got my 40 on me, that's my mini man. Tell me anything I want, I can afford. Never hustle backwards, always forward. I can multitask, always on the grind. I can walk and shoot guns at the same time. I ain't on hiatus, I ain't missing an action. I'm the center of attention, bitch, the main attraction. When I enter the turf, when I pull up, people gather around me like an ice cream truck. People always ask me what I do for a living. I wear many hats. I'm something like Liz. I love liquor and sex. Booty and breath. A couple stretch marks and cellulite on her flesh. She got her legs open like a field goal pile. Booty softer than the King Hawaiian roll.
Like a trampoline, glass shape when I roll past the scene. Candy apple paint dripping classic gray. Everybody eating, you can ask the team. Fast and mean, stickers pumping, tags clean. Keep me something to smoke on, bad bitch to poke on. Bass hit like an earthquake, you niggas hold on. I hit the block to go on.
My bitch got ass like 218s. Her favorite two short song is in those jeans. Shake it, baby, if you like this song. Do a nasty dance every time they turn it on. It's got more face than baseball. She down on it, she wanna face up. I gotta give her what she wants. Turn it up loud and let that shit bump. Everybody love the pump. I'm bumping in the trunk. You in the back seat wishing you was in the front. She said something, asking if I heard. But bitch, I can't hear one motherfucking word.
Big show, pooper in the back.
Together you got to move. drummer. Smooth drummer.
Drama, that was Mount Westmore, Big Subwoofer. Our call-in number is 347-826-7435, 347-826-7435.
So, is disrespect a big thing? Is it a big deal?
I struggle with that a lot. It is initially, but it's not something you can't get over.
Okay.
Yeah. And, I think what happens is a lot of times people aren't necessarily aware of it. You know what I mean? Like, it takes some people a minute to know that they've been disrespected, and or they feel like they might have been disrespected, but maybe they necessarily weren't. I don't know. To me, it's an emotion. So it's not,
So,
if that makes sense.
So, because there's blatant disrespect. See, I think black people in particular love blatant disrespect. We tongue kiss blatant disrespect. I mean, we go into full, we about to have some of the most erotic sex with blatant disrespect. I'm saying,
how so?
Yeah. So a lot of the entertainers, entertainment, disrespect. I mean, we talked about Kanye. People raving about Kanye. Homie ain't been right for what? Past decade?
Yeah.
Ain't nothing positive. But we still latching on to some kind of hope.
College dropout?
Yeah, we latching on to that hope. I remember Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson.
I mean, Michael Jackson was a ghoul by the time he was at the end, right? and I mean,
don't talk about Mike.
Yeah, I know. It's I mean, Mike was. I cried when my mama cut my afro because I wanted to look like Michael Jackson, and the fact that the last 20, 30 years of his life, we was holding on to something that wasn't there. We was holding on to something that wasn't there.
I think part of it is trauma. We trauma bond easy. And we've been through so much as a people to where when one of us, that we idolize and that we care for goes through something, we want to support them because that's the support we would have wanted, had somebody been there for us.
Yep. But now
somebody is always against us, so,
Right. But you see, what happens to a lot of our heroes is that they're against us too. There comes that turn. It's like I remember Jim Brown. When you find out Jim Brown's record, like just smacking women around, the assault and the talking about black women and how, they're not refined, da da da. Because he was one of the original athletes that was quote unquote standing up for black people.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, when you find out, I stand up for you to a certain point. It just for me, it it's a hurtful thing. You know, I feel that stuff. You know, I believe in that love that we should have for one another. I mean, it's not because it's Black History Month. I don't feel extra black in February. I'd like to think that I've looked in the mirror every day and loved myself all year. And the year before that, and the year before that. It's like it's a continuous love thing. But the fight, Brown Sugar, the fight to love yourself when nobody loves you. And I get we struggle, we going through stuff, but it is an incredibly hard fight when the world's against you, and then the people that you love and you support and you want to show love to when they shit on you. And not because you did anything. And so that's my disappointment with these guys that we loving on. They ain't done nothing. I mean, we talking about, it's been a decade. Homie out there right now looking unfamiliar. Looking mad unfamiliar. He's doing stuff that, you know, when you're hanging out with your peoples, y'all talking about it laughing like, shit, dude, crazy as hell. That's crazy. Because if it was happening to one of your homegirls, what would you tell her? Wouldn't be nothing serious. Think about it. Your homegirl breaks up with her dude and he buys the house across the street. Won't leave her alone, tweeting stuff. I'm going to get at your man, da, da, da. I mean, it's crazy.
I mean, yeah, but this, I mean, that's not something average and regular folks do, though. So, I mean,
what?
He might be talking to her. He's not buying a house, so, because, you know,
$9 out of $10,
he can't afford it. But, you know, at the same time, yeah, and everybody's looking at it and not either laughing at it or, you know, supporting him in it. You know, like nobody, I haven't seen, but like I said, I don't follow them, so I don't know. I don't know if people are supporting her. It doesn't seem like it because the conversation is usually about him. So I don't know if anybody's like, Kim, you need to file a restraining order. You need to get some security, you know.
I believe she already did.
Because that's what I would say.
I believe she already did that.
Yeah.
Which is what makes it's amazing that we're talking about this kind of action.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody cares about it. It's because it's Kim Kardashian, right? Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, I was gonna say because it's Kim Kardashian, yeah.
She mad public.
For the most part, yeah. Most people are like, this is what you get. This is what happens. Let this be a lesson.
I guess. I just think that's just crazy wrong. But
not too much in the world that isn't now, so.
Right. And so that, yeah, it's an unresolved thing when we talk about, when we see disrespect and let it go and think it's cool. And on that note, for Miss Brown Sugar, I'm Mr. F the N-Word. This is another Smooth Drama production. Thank you for listening, and we'll catch you on the flip side. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
Smooth.